From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, February 7th, 2010, Super Bowl Sunday. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers will be with us in the last 30 minutes today in studio. I want to talk about getting our priorities straight as a nation and how we're distracted and diverted from fixing our country and securing our destiny and our freedoms by things like American Idol and the Super Bowl and other corporate frauds. But I also want to get into Sarah Palin. I watched much of her one-hour speech to the big Tea Party conference in Tennessee over the weekend, and it is George Bush reincarnated. George W. Bush, the Tea Parties have been fully hijacked and people are being set up. Just like I told the Obama supporters, you were being set up. Henry Kissinger advises Obama. He advises Sarah Palin. The same crew runs these people. John McCain picked her, and she may hold a AR-15 on TV. And she's against the big government takeover of healthcare and a few things like that, so that's positive. But overall, she's for the Patriot Act, for the police state, for the wars. And she's from the same Republican elite that want to give you open borders and amnesty and all the rest of it. Sarah Palin is not going to save you, America. And of course, years from now, if she gets elected president, people will go back and say, oh, my God, you were right. We don't have time for this. Okay? The only bona fide constitutionalist who could make a good president and who isn't a distraction is Ron Paul. He's the only one. The presidency itself outside of Ron Paul is a distraction. The real fight is at the state level to get our sovereignty back. Anything else is a distraction and a diversion. So that's coming up. Now, I didn't mean for this to be the top story today. It is the top story. Billions of people on the globe can now not visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There is a concerted, organized operation going on to shut down access to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in Italy, in Australia, in New Zealand, and in China, and in England that we know of in the last 2 weeks. We have confirmed it. We've got a big report coming out tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. And so that is our top story today. When we come back from the break, House passes cybersecurity bill. That's the New York Times, Kurt Nemo's headline at Infowars.com. House overwhelmingly passes cybersecurity bill. And the Senate version's even worse. Kurt Nemo's working on a story for that tomorrow. But we have gotten so used to the fact that we are being censored in many different ways. And it's not just us. It's going to be everybody. And we know what happened in New Zealand earlier this week and in parts of Australia where they suddenly started shutting down access to websites en masse. Mainstream news of Australia reporting this. If you're in New Zealand and are with one of the big providers, you can't get us. Some of the small ones, you still can. If you're in China, you can't get us. If you're in Australia, you can't get us. If you're in Italy, you can't get us. On most systems, and it's admitted that we are banned. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I remember reading the executive order back in 1993 that Bill Clinton signed, stating that all the 50 states' driver's license systems were being federally standardized for a real ID. And I went on the radio in the mid-90s, and I warned people about the fact that the states were being federalized. A lot of people laughed, even though I had the executive order. They didn't know how to look it up, or they didn't want to. People were not proficient on the internet at that time. And, of course, in 2002, 2003, 2004, they rolled out the real ID and said, look, your driver's license is really a federal ID card. And, of course, by then they'd already signed treaties in 2000, making it a world ID card. I remember telling you in 1996, because we had the declassified documents, that all babies in the Western world under a UN program had their blood taken at birth and put in a DNA database for genetic engineering testing, law enforcement purposes. Now it was on CNN yesterday, but spinning it and saying, oh, it's in case your kid gets lost. And yeah, it is for genetic testing and genetic engineering. And CBS News reports, oh, guess what? They've patented all your blood specifically, and federal courts are ruling you don't even own your own samples. And the big genetic companies have gone and patented your genetic treatments so that if you ever get genetic treatments in the future, you'll have to pay them. That's CBS News. Court rules you don't own your own DNA. The reason I opened the show up with that on Super Bowl Sunday, the seventh day of February 2010, is because you can see what the government's doing many years before they admit to what they're doing. You can see it in white papers. You can read it in different symposium meetings they've had. You can read what the RAND Corporation and the Army War College and the Council on Foreign Relations are saying they're going to do, because they actually write up the policy that's then adopted by government. There has been a decision made about 6 years ago to incrementally shut down the internet as we know it and to force you onto Internet 2 that's highly restricted, where you have to enter the equivalent of a driver's license number to get online, where everything you do is tracked, where everything you do is stored, and where the Pentagon goes around hacking and attacking websites that criticize the government domestically. And they've since, 3 years ago, announced they're actually doing that. But Americans especially think they're living in a free country in many respects, so they're in denial about this. Brits are in denial. Italians are in denial. French are in denial. Germans are in denial. Aussies are in denial. Kiwis are in denial. People in New Zealand. Well, the denial now needs to end. And it needs to end very, very quickly. Because people recognize that the global carbon tax was the establishment of world government for, of, and by private banks. And because we exposed the fraud of it, it's now in deep trouble. Because we exposed that the swine flu shot was dangerous and that it was a hoax, and that the swine flu itself was not dangerous compared to the regular flu, record numbers of people didn't take it, and it's now all over the mainstream news that it was a hoax and a fraud. If we can admit to ourselves what's happening to internet freedom and why this is being done, we can save the internet. What the establishment has done is the NSA and DARPA created the internet, as you know, in the late 60s. It is a Pentagon creation. Last year, the Pentagon gave control of the private corporate consortium they created, ICANN, to the UN, because the UN was created by the Pentagon in 1945. It's another front. It's now come out, as we told you 5 years ago. We had a high-level CIA officer, Mr. Steele, on to expose it. It's now mainstream news. Google has always been CIA, set up by NQTEL. IBM is a government front, even pre-OSS. Microsoft is a government front. All these major corporations, the Fortune 100, are government fronts. Just like Hughes, Space and Aeronautics, it was later came out, was a complete government front. It's all a government front. And then, of course, it makes the insiders that control government fabulously rich. They take your tax money, put trillions of dollars in the aggregate into raw research, and then give it to select groups so they control the global architecture. Now, why am I opening the show with this today? Coming up, I'm going to get into the Super Bowl and how it's a distraction and a diversion. I'm going to get into Sarah Palin hijacking the Tea Party movement, just like Obama hijacked the anti-war liberal movement. We're going to be breaking that down. I should be running around like a chicken with my head cut off, but I've been censored and restricted in so many ways over the years that I've come to expect it. And that shows I'm being acclimated, and that's wrong. But at least I'm conscious of the fact that I'm being marinated in tyranny until I accept it. The federal government, the UN, ICANN have all announced that the internet will be a few thousand megasites and you will be allowed to have a subdomain like you do on YouTube or you do on MySpace or Facebook, and they will ban you and restrict you whenever they want. That is the official statement of Internet 2 going back over 6 years. Now Time Magazine's calling for it. The head of the UN Internet Program's calling for it. Cass Sunstein, White House Regulations is calling for it. The New York Times is calling for it. They're calling for nomoreinfowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Now, we've caught countless big ISPs in England, the U.S., Australia, all over the world, banning Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The issue is they claim that they're not censoring and do this. You can say, well, it's their company. They can do what they want. The point is they do it covertly. And people always complain, and then they unblock it. MySpace admits they ban our bulletins from going out. We've gotten that directly from MySpace. Google has admitted that they've censored us. YouTube has admitted that they've censored us. We've written countless articles with their own admissions there. All over the train systems and free government systems that you pay for as taxpayers in the U.S., in Canada, in Europe, you're not allowed to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. This is how they operate. This is what they're doing. That's one thing. And I discover this because I have two guys that work for me, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, and you pay as a taxpayer in England for this, quote, free broadband. And then their laptops and cell phones won't go to InfoWars and Prison Planet. It gives them a message that it's blocked. And you go to libraries and you go to schools and public schools and corporations do it. You can argue, well, corporations are allowed to. You can't visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But as of 2 weeks ago, and we've gotten the error messages, we've gotten the confirmed emails from China. They're coming in by the hundreds a day. We are banned to a billion-plus Chinese. InfoWars and Prison Planet now banned. Whole areas of Australia were banned. It's the big ISPs doing it. We're banned to most users in New Zealand. And there's actually articles in the New Zealand news about this. This just happened in the last 3 days. We're getting massive emails that were banned in Italy on most systems. People still can get around it some ways, with proxy servers and other things. So notice, right as our own media, the British media, the European media, the Aussie media, and others call for the censorship, and again, we have tons of articles I covered throughout the week from major newspapers in Australia where mainline political parties are now banned, where WikiLeaks is banned, where mainline sites are banned. We're not the only ones. They're just banning Chinese-style net censorship, and that's what these countries are calling it. They're proudly doing it, are spreading everywhere. So a day is coming very soon where you won't be able to visit InfoWars or Prison Planet anywhere. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Super Bowl Sunday. I've got some things to say about the Super Bowl and Sarah Palin coming up in the next segment. I want to open the phones up only for Australian, Chinese, Italians, people in New Zealand. Also, it's starting to happen in England, who have been specifically blocked from visiting Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, I have mainstream news articles and blogs out of New Zealand and Australia reporting you can't go to my websites. Here is the infonews.co.nz. Internet censorship. Major truth-providing websites blocked by AsiaNetcom to New Zealand users. And this is just one article. It just goes through Telstar, Clear, Vodafone, World Exchange Communications, Whoosh. I mean, it just goes on and on. iHug, Telecom, it's all banned. It's all banned. And I was at Mahdi's Thursday night. I whipped in. I had to come back to work. I whipped in to get some Mexican food. And basically, everybody in there was a listener and a fan. I mean, literally, of everybody in there came over, waved, and said, hi, keep it up, Alex. And two people from New Zealand who were visiting, filmmakers, came over and said, man, New Zealand is on fire with you. And I get emails and stuff from New Zealand where there's big banner hangs for Infowars.com. You know, they say a prophet is not known in his own country. Well, we're very popular in the U.S., we're in the top 1,000 websites, according to Alexa, but we're even higher rated in other foreign countries. So it's really amazing to have this going on. I mean, we get 4 million visitors, independent, separate IP addresses every week to our two big websites. And the information is devastating to the New World Order. We understand the globalist operation. And this is happening through a coordinated global operation the UN announced a week ago. They want web censorship of, quote, extremist and anti-government information worldwide. Cass Sunstein, we covered this 2 weeks ago, is writing white papers as the head regulations are at the White House. He's in line when Justice Stevens or Ginsburg leaves this year. They're both set to leave. He is in line to be the next Supreme Court justice. He says you have no Second Amendment right. He says you have no right to free speech. We should ban conspiracy theories. He includes that into saying that man-made global warming isn't real, is a conspiracy theory. And so it's not just my website. We read articles earlier in the week where mainline political websites are inaccessible in Australia. China has now banned us completely. Again, the train stations, the cities, the free city internet in London and in Sheffield blocks Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, libraries everywhere. So we're being systematically blocked by software. We've been put in a list of bad sites, but that's not enough. Now, entire giant telecoms are blocking us. This is a huge story. Chinese-style net censorship. And then, in fact, guys, I couldn't find the article in my stack. Google, Italy enforces draconian net censorship. Or Italy installs Chinese-style censorship. It was the big Italian papers that you have to get a license. That's a good thing to search. You have to get a license now to be on the internet. The government has to approve you to have a website or a news site. I mean, that's literally Soviet or Nazi. Folks, there's so much evidence of this. It's happening to us right now. And our own government and Time Magazine and the New York Times and the White House czar are calling for censorship, and they're calling for censorship of talk radio. Remember Michael Savage last year banned from going to England? Remember the head of their home office saying, you're not welcome here? What about the members of the parliament in Sweden and other places are going to court next week for criticizing radical Muslims? Again, whether you agree with criticizing radical Muslims or not, it's his free speech. Everybody is beginning to be censored, but especially InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because the system is in trouble. Newspapers are going bankrupt. Mainstream TV is going bankrupt. They're openly calling for censorship of the web and blogs because they can't compete. And you've got the diversity czar, you've got the science czar, the technology czar, all calling for censorship. Now, last year, they had two different heads of cybersecurity resign. The first one resigned saying the Pentagon is taking over the internet. And so when you hear, oh, the House passed cybersecurity bill to fight Chinese hackers, it has nothing to do with that. If you actually read the bill, in fact, just search this term. Obama says he may shut off the internet to save it. Or should Obama control the internet? That's Mother Jones. Print that for me. I don't want to just sit here and make these claims. I want to show you the articles. Go read the House bill. Read the Senate bill. China doesn't even have a net ID to get online. They just block most sites. This is more draconian than China. The White House is calling for this. Do you understand this isn't a joke? And you may hate what I have to say, but if you don't support my free speech, you're going to lose yours. And there's Mother Jones headline, should Obama control the internet? And then it breaks down the cybersecurity bill and how the head of cybersecurity resigned and how it's a police state takeover. That was from April 2nd, almost a year ago. What, 11 months ago, 10 and a half months ago. This is from Friday. House passes cybersecurity bill. Police want backdoor to web users' private data. CNET News, just keeping your data indefinitely. Internet censorship, major truth providing websites blocked by Asia Netcom to New Zealand users. Almost every major telecom, simultaneously, they list them. We've been sent the screenshots. You can't get there. Major international transport hub censors political websites, PrisonPlanet.com. While media accuses China of blacklisting sensitive information, censorship is taking place right here at home. While establishment media outlets in the UK spent most of the last week on China's censorship of political websites in anticipation of the Olympic Games, this is from a year ago, they ignore the fact that London's Street International, one of the biggest transport hubs in the West, has already implemented stringent filters that block users from Wi-Fi service from accessing even mildly political websites. Then it goes through Prison Planet being blocked, but then even other Think Progress, all these other mainstream websites being blocked. Do you know why this is happening? This is happening because when you Googled London bombing in 2005, the number one thing on Google News and on Google Web was PrisonPlanet.com. How the government ran a drill of bombing the exact same buses and trains the exact same time. When you Google ClimateGate, we're number one, exposing these criminals. When you Google the Justice Department going after the Second Amendment, we come up first. On every issue, folks, I've made films that have been seen over 150 to 200 million times for free online. Obama deception, Fall the Republic. The system is scared of what we're doing here. We'll be back. I'm going to give out the toll-free number. And if you have tried to get on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, there's many different types of censorship. There's libraries, colleges, corporations, but that's their right. Governments, China, Australia, New Zealand, big telecoms are blacklisting InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. City installed Wi-Fi networks that you pay for with your tax money, censoring my two main websites. People in China and New Zealand and Australia can still go to PrisonPlanet.tv. I need people in Australia, New Zealand, Italy, and other countries where we're being censored. And the governments have announced they've started censoring. Not just me, WikiLeaks, that puts out all these government documents, is being censored all over the place. We got hacked really bad and professionally when we were exposing the swine flu as a hoax back in April of last year. I want to give the number out to people who have specifically been blocked or censored, 888-201-2244. Just dial your country code and then 888-201-2244. Here is that number again, 888-201-2244. Also, send screenshots of how you've been blocked to showtips@infowars.com. We're doing big reports throughout the week on this. Remember, Obama Information Czar calls for banning free speech. That was back from January 14th, just a month ago or so or less. Time Magazine pushes draconian internet licensing plan. This is from February 3rd, just 4 days ago. Death of the internet, censorship bills in UK, Australia, US aim to block undesirable websites. That's from December 17th. See, it's now happening. Do you understand? And they're saying they want to restrict talk radio. This isn't a joke. Why is this happening? It is on record that the G20, the head bankers of the 20 nations, have stolen over $50 trillion worldwide, $28 trillion in the U.S. They are robbing the planet. They have committed massive crimes. There's open talk of them being indicted or arrested. And they are the main institutions funding the shutdown of freedom of speech on the web. It is really happening. And the newspapers and mainstream TV, they like it because alternative speech and news is kicking their butt. And I have a stack of articles here from all over England and the U.S. where police in Tampa and New York City and everywhere. Someone will be videotaping police beating somebody up 100 yards away, and the cops will come up and beat them up and charge them for wiretapping when there's no perception of privacy on the street, same way the government can videotape you. They are scared. Big Brother is on the ropes. That's why they're doing this. So we need everybody in other countries that are having us blocked. You need to create your own blogs or sites separate from your own if you're worried about it getting shut down, and doppelgang. Copy everything we do at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com up onto those sites. Post it on your Facebook, Google, MySpace. Either we hang together or we all hang separate. Now, I notice the phone lines are loading, but mainly from the U.S. We're always getting calls from New Zealand, Italy, China. I got calls throughout the week from China where we're banned. Are these callers specifically on censorship? Not being able to visit InfoWars or Prison Planet. Well, I'm not going to go to them then. These are specifically open phones for people who have experienced it. My friends, we're being robbed. It is a concerted effort. In fact, here is news.co.au of Australia, secret summit of top bankers. This came out on Saturday, yesterday. The world's top central bankers began arriving in Australia yesterday as renewed fears about the strength of the global economic recovery gripped world share markets. See, secret banks meeting secretly. And the internet ends compartmentalized news. You're listening all over the U.S. on AM and FM, globally on shortwave, internet, satellite. You're now hearing me talk about how bankers are meeting secretly in Australia. I remember a UN summit with a secret treaty in 2000. In fact, remember Obama last year? It came out in the Associated Press, secret internet treaty to restrict free speech. In fact, pull that up for folks. Obama supports secret UN internet treaty, secret UN copyright treaty. But you read it, it's an end of freedom of speech, nothing to do with copyright. Just like they're saying cybersecurity, and all the major nations are saying the same thing, is meant to stop hacking. But when you actually read the bill, it's about attacking free speech. Representatives from 24 central banks and monetary authorities, including the U.S. Federal Reserve and European Central Bank, landed in Sydney to meet tomorrow at a secret location, the Herald Sun reports. Secret! They don't want us communicating with each other worldwide and knowing what's going on. Here's another one they don't want you to know about. Reuters, Bayer to pay $1.5 million in second lawsuit over GM rice. Frankfurt, Germany. Bayer. mayor was ordered by a jury in the United States to pay $1.5 million in damages to three farmers for losses they incurred because of contamination of Bayer's genetically modified rice, the second in about 500 similar cases pending. A genetically engineered rice. They've got rice and corn that a whole bunch of GMO companies do that grow live HIV virus in it, that grow live sterilants to, quote, sterilize men in it. That's Associated Press. The new Smart Stack by Monsanto has 8 genetic traits, 6 of them live pesticide in the corn so bugs won't eat it, but so when you eat it, they say it's fine, though all the major studies show it causes organ failure. That's mainstream news. But again, all they want is a bunch of corporate shills on radio, TV, and print who won't tell you about this. This is the type of information that we are dealing with. And again, I want all these callers to know, Bill, Joe, Drew, Mike, Bill, James, if they're not specifically on internet censorship, guys. Oh, so caller 789R. Okay. Good, because I just want to leave the phones open because I get these calls throughout the last 2 weeks from New Zealand, Australia, Italy, and China, where they can't go to my site, and it's now confirmed in the news. I want to hear from people that this directly has happened to. Mike in Florida, did this happen to you?
Yeah, Alex, how's it going, man?
Well, not too good. I mean, it's getting late. That means they're getting ready to drop the hammer that they're now testing internet censorship. And if we don't get on top of this and create a firestorm, they're going to set the precedent and continue.
Well, I know that. And the reason I'm calling, I always know universities are test markets for a lot of things that they're working on, trying to, you know, target the youth and whatnot. But I remember going back about 4 years ago when I was at school at the University of Central Florida. I used to try to log on to InfoWars throughout the day, and in different computer labs and the libraries, they always had InfoWars, a little icon would pop up and say, access restricted due to hate speech.
They have four designations: gambling, porn, hacking, and hate. And we're always listed under hacking and hate when we're against hate. But even if we were hateful, it's free speech.
Yep, that's exactly it. But this is not even just right now. We obviously see what they're doing with the infrastructure, with the internet. And I've had friends that work in IT professionally, and I made mention to them about something I heard on your show a while back, where a caller called into you, and he said, that he had a friend that was watching all these weird government type of routers popping up. And I mentioned it to one of my buddies that works in IT, and he said, yeah, actually, you're right. In the last year, all of these new hubs keep popping up, where it's just redirecting information through it's obvious it's government systems that are just coming online. So this is just all over the place, Alex, and they are actually building, like you say, an infrastructure to shut us down.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, here's the daily news. Internet censorship is on the rise. Copyright treaty is classified for national security, but it leaked. We got a copy, nothing to do with copyright, total restriction of free speech. Italy contemplates web restrictions. This is a month old. They've now implemented them. That was earlier this week. Folks, first they came for InfoWars, next they came for you. They're doing very bad things. Offshore global banks are taking over. We'll be back. The United Nations announced a week ago they want to censor the web and shut down alternative media. The White House has announced it. We have it all linked up on prisonplanet.com. In a top story out of New Zealand, internet censorship, major truth providing websites blocked by Asia Netcom to New Zealand users. Paul Watson's doing a big report in the morning, but at the bottom, Paul put a bunch of links to all the mainstream news where they're admitting they want to censor the web and are now launching it. China, that Microsoft runs their censorship. Bill Gates a week and a half ago, remember, in fact, pull this up. Bill Gates supports Chinese censorship. Pull that up. Bill Gates says Chinese censorship, good. They built the grid. It's just so amazing. Here's the Times Online. An assault on Italy's bloggers. Times of London. Italy's leaders barely understand world processors, let alone the web. Now they've turned against the country's bloggers. Here it is. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they are coming after the web in a big way all over the world in the last 2 weeks. It isn't just China. The White House and cybersecurity bill calls for a net ID. Notice for 4 years, all the new Microsoft operating systems have built in a thumb scanner to be able to get online. Web censorship in China, not a problem, says Bill Gates, London Guardian. See what I'm saying here? You say it can't happen here? It is happening here. Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, they've all helped China censor. Google was set up by the CIA and NQTEL. We have the videos of the documents up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And the House passed the Cybersecurity Act, the total Pentagon takeover of the Internet. And they're doing this because they know the American people are saying no to the carbon taxes, no to the fake flu, no to the police state, no to open borders, no to the New World Order. And it's the same thing worldwide. People are actually looking at the real private global corporate government that runs our planet and not at the puppet politicians. Look at all the polls. Congress has a 12% approval rating. Parliament has like a 15% approval rating in England. The people are mad. They're awake. And so the system is panicking, coming in to selectively censor. Let's go to Picky in New Zealand. Picky, I'm getting hundreds of phone calls, emails, documents sent to me. It's in the Kiwi News, the New Zealand News, that they are censoring InfoWars and Prison Planet and WikiLeaks and mainstream Australian political websites. What is going on? Have you seen censorship?
Hey, Alex, it's great to talk to you for the first time. I'm a subscriber, have been for 2 years.
Thank you.
And you're correct. I just got up this morning. I've been trying to get through to InfoWars, and I just can't get through. I can't download any of the videos. I can't see any movies. And I had to go on to GCN to actually find out what was actually happening, and I did a bit of a Google search. And
To be clear, that's what we're hearing. You can't get to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You've got to go to Shoutcast, GCNLive.com to get the internet stream.
Yes, and I'm really angry about that, you know, because this is the first time it's happened, and it's just been a problem as from yesterday. So it's great to know actually really what's actually happening in the background there, you see. So, yeah, I'm angry. So, yeah, that's where I am.
Well, what we need, everybody in Australia, New Zealand, Italy, China, and England, because it's happening all over those countries that we know of, and we're getting calls from Canada. I mean, literally hundreds of emails. I open my email, and it's treble ticket, camera shots. It is snapshots, screenshots. It is massive. Everybody's saying they can't get to InfoWars or Prison Planet. Try whatistheendgame.com, InfoWars.net. We're going to have to get out a whole list of my backup sites. We built these for this. But again, we've got a list from the New Zealand News. Thank God they're reporting it. And it says that the majority of major internet service providers are now blocking the site. Who is your provider?
My one's Slingshot. Slingshot.co.nz.
My God. And now, a lot of the things we're being sent show the message that comes up saying this site is restricted. What message are you getting?
It's just not working. I could go onto your website and I could download stuff. I could watch and listen to the radio show. This is the first time it's actually happened where I can't even go on all the other websites that you have, and I'm getting the same problem.
Well, we need New Zealanders to realize this is tyranny. The Aussies, the Italians, the British, the Chinese, we need everybody to create copies of InfoWars and Prison Planet. I've always said people can post our articles, post our videos. It's all copyright free for nonprofit educational purposes. It is now up to everyone to copy our information everywhere because this is a concerted global operation. I mean, look, here's the News of Australia reporting. Secret summit of top bankers, news.com.au, meeting in secret. The bankers meeting in secret. I mean, my God. And now they passed the cybersecurity bill that openly says they'll shut down the web.
It's definitely scary.
Well, God bless you, anyway, sir. Anything else?
Yes.
Anything else?
Just thank you very much. You've got a great show. I love listening to it. And you're hot head down here in New Zealand.
Yeah, I ran into two people from New Zealand at a Mexican food restaurant, and they said New Zealand's on fire with InfoWars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Love. I listen to your show every day, and I just can't get enough of it, eh, mate?
God bless you, sir. Sir, folks, this is so devastating to know. I mean, we've known it's coming. It's one thing to have corporations, universities, quote, free government broadband they're offering in the cities with your tax money. It's not free. To be banned all over on those, including most U.S. systems. But to now be banned for 1,300,000,000 people, totally banned in China. We've confirmed that. Banned almost over every system in Australia, Italy, New Zealand, and all over England, literally hundreds of emails per hour. I mean, I open it, it's just solid, we're banned. I mean, we are banned, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand what's happening here? You know why they finally dropped the hammer? Because of ClimateGate. That's the number, and they say that in the news. They say, we've got to censor the web, lies about climate change, we've got to... They're calling for arresting Lord Monckton in England in The Guardian for saying man-made climate change isn't real because all the documents being coming out on the internet confirmed to be real, that they know the earth isn't heating and they know man isn't bad and they know the carbon dioxide isn't bad. They don't want you, the people, to have a voice. This is about silencing you. We are too successful. You are too successful. They've tried their COINTELPRO against us. They've tried their defamation and demonization. It isn't working. So now they're coming in with hardcore Nazi-style censorship. Bill in Canada, have you been censored? Bill. Okay, he hung up. Let's talk to James in Washington State. James, you're on the air. Have you been censored?
Yes, I have, Alex.
All right, tell us quickly.
Okay, it was a few years back at a public high school, and they censored you, and the reason was said calls to violence.
And there are no calls to violence. How long have you been listening to this show?
Let's see, since around 2002, I think.
And have you ever heard me call for violence?
No, you never do.
I say that whoever fires first wins. But again, calls to violence. You heard the last guy from a college. Same thing. This is in these big databases they pay for to, quote, have safe surfing and were listed. I mean, but now that's not enough. Now the government is going to come in with censorship. What do you think of that, James?
It's lame, man. I hate it. But I love your show. And are you going to release that book anytime soon? I heard about The Answer to 1984, 1776.
You know, I got behind on the book, but we are looking at publishing a paper that we send the file to people so they can print it around the country. We are gearing up and getting ready to be shut down on the internet. All right, we're going to come back with the next hour, continue with this and your calls, 888-201-2244. Either we all hang together or we hang separate. They are shutting down freedom on the web. They are shutting down mainline talk radio all over the world. Internet streams to mainline talk radio is being shut down. Will we stand together or will we go quietly into tyranny? Will we fall to tyranny? We'll be right back.
Get ready, folks. We're live. Transmission.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Red alert, red alert, red alert. When they really start censoring en masse, and the reports are pouring in from Canada, the U.S., Australia, England, China, Italy, that we are being censored. We're going to go to Jerry and others coming up in the next segment at 6 after. Cox Communications came up years ago blocking InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. And when people complain, they then turn it back on. And that's the issue. If we don't boycott now, if we don't say no now, if we don't stand up now, and if we don't go against these people, they're going to win. So you threaten to pull your contract for service with these companies? This is the most serious issue there is, free speech, because next comes the Second Amendment, if they get rid of the First Amendment. Free speech is paramount, ladies and gentlemen, and you buy a service, they claim they're not censoring, and they block. But now we have governments calling for blocking. And what you do is you take the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles that are up there right now about censorship. You take the ones that we're putting out tomorrow morning at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you get them out to everybody. You post them on Facebook. You post them on MySpace. You send them out on Twitter. You make videos on YouTube about it. Everybody stand up and say, we're not putting up with Chinese-style net censorship. The White House is now calling for it. I want to hear more testimonies, 888-201-2244. If you're in the U.S. or Canada or any of those countries I mentioned, that's what's pouring in of where you can't get to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What does that tell you? They've used the mainstream media. They've used fake alternative media as the White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein said, they would pose as alternative media to attack me, to attack others, because they know they've lost all credibility. They try to get us all infighting with each other. That's not working. They're getting more and more desperate to the point of they've had MSNBC and Chris Matthews people down here with some big hit piece on me coming up in April. Now, I'm standing up for my family and freedom here, folks, but my question is, are you going to stand up for your family? The real war isn't about who's going to win this football game tonight that you're so concerned about. And the destiny. It's the destiny of this republic, of this constitution, of this society. Now, again, the key here is the fact that they're now coming in with the censorship. The fact that they're now not just eating around the edges and beta testing this, that they're coming out in the open, means that they are getting ready to move big time. And Obama's announced he's in control of all the governors. He's announced NORTHCOM, Homeland Security, troops to be used in the U.S. They are testing to see if they can get away with this. And if we scream bloody murder and people file lawsuits and people protest, and it only makes our information against the world government that much more popular, they will back off. But they're definitely getting ready to drop the hammer right now. So Jerry in California, who can't get through Cox and others, we're going to talk to you coming up. We've had Cox Communications over the years. We've gotten their letters they send people saying you can't visit this hate site. Hate site? What have we been covering here? The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, not letting offshore banks have secret meetings to run our life and run our society. We're the good guys. We're not the banks that robbed you blind. We're not the BATF shutting down gun shows without laws all over the United States. Not just the town where I live. They don't want you to know what they're doing. And cybersecurity is 15 bases. One of them in San Antonio, mainstream news, has tried to go down there and take photos. Police come out and arrest them. This is the takeover of our society. Period. I just can't believe it's actually happening, but they're openly announcing they want to do it. We have the White House saying it. We have the British news saying it. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to get the stories we put out every day. You got to get the free videos while they're free online. Fall the Republic, Obama deception at YouTube and Google, everywhere else. You got to get them out to everybody. You got to take this serious like it's precious, because I think we're hurting them so bad, even if we protest them, they're going to incrementally shut everything down. Will we go quietly into the night like Germany, like Russia, like China?
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
People said it couldn't happen here, but it is happening. We're not just getting confirmed reports and screenshots of the notices from Europe and Australia, New Zealand, Italy, England. We're getting them from Canada and the U.S. pouring in. And we need everybody to screenshot the message you're getting. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. Because we're going to do big reports throughout the week. It has now come. We have all the diversity czars, the regulations czar, all of them saying they want to restrict talk radio and the internet. It's now happening. Mark Dice 2 weeks ago went out on the streets of San Diego. 90% of people or more he talked to said ban free speech, ban the criticism of Obama. This is what they brainwashed our country into. This is what's happening. Let's go to your phone calls. We got a guest coming up in the next segment and a bunch of other news. Let's go ahead and talk to Jerry in California. Jerry, tell us about the censorship of InfoWars.com you've seen.
Okay, here it is. I was watching your... I'm a member. I'm logged in. I'm also a veteran. Hey, so I'm watching the stream here on in Firefox, and it was about... I logged in about 9 after the last hour, and then about half past the hour, the stream had stopped, and so I turned on iTunes. I can still get it. I tried two more browsers, Internet Explorer and the other one, I don't know. So, you know. But anyway, the stream dropped, but I can still get the picture.
Well, did you hear the caller from New Zealand who can't even get to InfoWars.com?
From that, you know, when I get done with you, I'm going to burn the wires of Cox because I'm going to call customer Cox resolution team. If anybody wants the number, I'll give it here in San Diego.
Give it.
Okay, it's 1-800-218-1021.
Jerry, God bless you. I'm going to jump. Robert in Texas, you're on the air.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Have you experienced censorship of getting to my websites?
Absolutely. I go to a state school here in Texas. It's one that's actually kind of a federal fusion center for police training and stuff like that as well.
Sam Houston?
Yeah. And, I work there and also go to school, but you'll love this. I can't get your streaming videos and so forth, but I can get pornography. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, you can't get Alex Jones, who is on over 70 AM and FM stations, who just covers the news but breaks it all down. You can't get me. Now we've known about universities and corporations and all of this lying about our site to do that. But now governments are doing it, and Obama is openly calling for it, and now we're being banned. Notice how it's all happening simultaneously since the UN called for this 8 days ago.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what's funny is, and this is the scary part. Last night I was out with some people who are, you know, they think they're part of the establishment deal, and we were talking about this whole thing, and you know, and I posed this, and I was like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of changes going on, and you know, most of this is taking away our rights. And they were like, well, you know, we really need to kind of look at things like that for safety. And I just looked at these people. My wife, of course, just went, oh, God. You know, here we go. But
yeah, the safety is so the foreign banks have already stolen more money than we could ever pay back through fraud. We're screwed. And the answer is shut Alex Jones down.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we even went into that conversation, and I told him about the 28 trillion, excuse me, that they got out of the Treasury so far. And, you know, once again, the part of the establishment reaction is, well, no, I read an article that it was only 1 trillion and they're getting paid back right now. And they made $2 billion last month in interest.
But see, that's the red herring. Even MSNBC admitted last week it's 23.7. That's a five-month-old number from Bloomberg. But the $700 billion they did pay back because they loaned it out to themselves 10 times through fractional reserve banking.
That was just a line of credit. That didn't have anything to do with the derivative swaps. And then you go and try to explain a derivative to somebody, and they just look at you like, oh, that's...
How long have we been banned at the big law enforcement center?
I'd say about a year. I'd say it used to, I could get you on the site, but then it would drop off, you know, after about 5 or 10 minutes. But now I just can't even get streaming video. So what I have to do is I went and got a Sprint card. Now I can get you on Sprint. So,
Do this. Don't give in to them, because if they win incrementally, you know, they know how to domesticate us. If they do this and we don't stand up, if they probe and we don't stand up, they win. Tell everybody about InfoWars.com. God bless you, Robert. Take care, my friend. Herman in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, in my former college last year, I tried to visit prisonplanet.com, and it was actually censored, saying that it was for distasteful content or like dangerous content. It just wasn't allowed.
And I've noticed suddenly I even try to visit mainstream sites, and it says that. They're doing it to a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's not even just prisonplanet.com. It's a lot of websites, other websites I don't want to promote, but there's a lot of other websites that have the truth like you do, and they were all banned. I was wondering if it was just prisonplanet.com, and it wasn't. It was Infowars.com.
I mean, this has been going on for a decade at least. They have a database different companies sell to, quote, protect you. It's a web filter. That's only the tip of the iceberg. 1,300,000,000 people can't get to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com now in China. But it's not just China. Simultaneously, in the last 10 days or so, it was the first few days I ignored it until hundreds of emails came in. It's Australia. It's New Zealand. It's China. It's Italy. And then I have all the mainstream articles where they're all announcing that they're now censoring. See, I mean, I have articles from this week where Australia is censoring people running against mayors who are about to win. I mean, they're doing whatever they want, sir. I appreciate your call, Herman. Let's talk to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, are you being censored?
I was visiting our local sheriff. I'm a county board supervisor, and I was visiting because I was concerned about what we should do about the census coming up, how people should react to it. And, you know, I had asked him, I said, take a look at Radigan on Prison Planet. Okay, and we also have a local attorney that set up a website with a lot of your stuff, and he's now come out in the open. And he said he can't get that type of information.
So the sheriff, and you're part of the government, and you're right. Going in to show the sheriff, and he isn't allowed to see it. Land of the free, home of the brave. Better keep people away from Alex Jones, because he'll actually tell you the truth. See, we're telling the truth against their crimes, and so they're desperate to shut us down.
Yeah.
How big a deal do you think this is, that simultaneously in Europe and China and the Pacific, we have been banned?
Well, it's obviously huge, and like you say, it looks like the situation is coming down. And
when they start censoring the web, big time, look out.
Yeah, you have said that over the years, that's for sure.
I can't believe it's now happening.
Yeah, I'm going to the IT director for the county, and I'm going to say, hey, what's going on here? What's going on here that we can't get this information?
Well, Bill, get me back on your local talk station, too, because Bill sent me a lot of good documents. We'll run the gauntlet on this together. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Folks, it's very simple. They openly announced world government 2 months ago for the Copenhagen meeting. They said you'll pay almost all your taxes to offshore banks. In Austin, Texas, they're shutting down gun shows without laws. They want a $2.6 billion tax in the first 3 years, starting next year. They're set to vote on it this month or next month to pay carbon taxes to the UN and banks. This is criminal. This is happening in every major city. They don't want us getting together. It's not just Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are being shut down everywhere. It is everybody who's telling the truth. And the White House says they want to start restricting talk radio. Nobody is safe. We have got to stand together against this un-American garbage now. As the Founding Fathers said, if we don't hang together, we'll all hang separate. Stay with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we talk a lot about solutions here, and if tyranny comes to your door, it will come in a uniform. That's what Officer Jack McClellan and many others have called for a long time. Stuart Rhodes, Army paratrooper, one of Ron Paul's chief staffers in Congress, is with us for the balance of the show. And we're going to go over the 10 orders they will not obey. But I want to ask the military and police something. Do you think America is about censorship? Do you think it's about websites being shut down? Do you think it's about talk radio being restricted? We have a corrupt government run by the same private banks worldwide that are doing unconstitutional things all over the place. Stuart Rhodes, I mean, you came in here today in the middle of a major typhoon of tyranny. The House passes a cybersecurity bill. The bill clearly restricts free speech, net IDs to get online, NSA running the internet, taking over all the infrastructure. What do you think about this major attack from China to Australia to Italy and to many ISPs in the U.S. banning Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com simultaneously as the U.N. calls for censorship, as the White House calls for it, as Time Magazine calls for it? They all call for it this week, and suddenly this happens.
Well, they know that the strongest weapon we have is our free speech and the internet. Since the printing press is their most powerful weapon, they're trying to close it down. It's more important than the Second Amendment, too, frankly. Right to speech is more important than right to bear arms.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
Oh, absolutely. So they're trying to shut it down, you bet.
My whole issue is people better get hopping mad and upset about this or we're going to become like China.
Right. You'll have no recourse but to arms. If you can't communicate and associate, that's one of our core liberties, freedom of association.
What did Kennedy say? Those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
That's right. You'll have no other recourse.
I just can't believe this is happening globally to us right now. I mean, this is a global regime. Look at this article right here. Read that headline out of the major newspaper of Australia.
Secret summit of top bankers. Right.
And it says 24 top private and government bankers are meeting to set the course of the world secretly in Australia right now.
And in years past, you wouldn't even know about that. You would only have the mainstream media, the four or five networks to tell you what's going on, you wouldn't even know it's taking place. Only reason you know it's taking place right now is because of the internet.
All right, let's shift gears to the other takeovers right now. Stuart Rhodes, ex-paratrooper, disabled vet, ex-firearms instructor, former Ron Paul staff member, Yale law grad, research scholar, and Montana Nevada lawyer. Stuart has written for Gary Spence's The Warrior, for moreliberty.org. He writes the Enemy at the Gate column for SWAT magazine, and is writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people in a war on terror. And it goes on. Look, we have Obama setting up a puppet governorship of 10 governors. They picked the MIAC governor, Nixon of Missouri, who said returning vets and gun owners and libertarians the number one threat to the country. We know this is all really for us. That's why, what, a year ago or so, you formed Oath Keepers, now with chapters, tens of thousands all over the country.
Right.
Stuart, what are we facing right now, and why did you start Oath Keepers?
Well, I think we're facing the very, very scary window. As you said before, it's a window of crisis intentionally created. Their goal is to shut down and destroy our republic. But in this window, it's a two-way window. We have an opportunity as well. But the whole goal of Oath Keepers is to buy more time. If I can get the military and police to consider and take their oath seriously, it causes strategic uncertainty in the minds of the elites, so they will hesitate and buy us more time to take the republic back from the ground up. It can be done. We can do it. That's why they want to censor our free speech, because they know that in the end, if we have free speech, we will win. They know that.
That's why the Southern Poverty Law Center and others wrote these federal reports that we got leaked by good police last year, who are demonizing us, because they understand they're there brainwashing military and police. Right. We're here telling them the truth.
Exactly. They're building that wall bigger and bigger between the people and the police and the military, and we're trying to tear that wall down. And they want to label you as a hate monger and me as a hate monger, because that's their tool to be able to censor you. If you can have you designated as a hate organization, then they can get the ISP providers to stop access to you. I've even had reports that in some military bases, I haven't confirmed it yet, but in some bases, they're having a hard time getting on to oathkeepers.org. So I'm not sure what's going on.
No, I've seen confirmed reports of that, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been sent screenshots of you not being able to get to the site. And it's one thing to be blocked on bases and colleges. That's bad enough. And them lying about us. But now government's just telling ISPs, period, for their customers. And it's going to grow to everything.
Right. So I mean, to me, this is the fight. We have to fight on First Amendment first. We have to be as adamant and as militant about defending our First Amendment rights as we would the Second Amendment. But we also should prepare for the very worst. I think you should be on ham radio, and we should all be on ham radio.
I'm on 100,000 watt, been on it for 14 years.
Right.
WWCR, we're live right now, 6 hours a day, or actually 8 hours a day now,
right,
on WWCR. But again, the main fight's on the web.
Oh, sure.
I can post any video on YouTube and get 100,000 views easy. I mean, my films have had more than 150 million views conservatively. That's hurting them, Stuart.
Oh, certainly, but we should prepare for the worst, is all I'm saying.
No, I agree with you. In fact, I've already had a secret plan for a year. That's why we have the new office that we're building next door, to go to a file we send people who then print up a local newspaper. We're not going to be stopped.
Right, just in case. Go back to the old handbills on the street corner if you have to.
We're going 1776.
Exactly. Uh-huh. That's the answer, right?
Yeah, we already knew this, Stuart. I mean, we already knew this, but it do you agree with me that the fact that the UN openly is calling for web censorship, Microsoft, the White House, Google, that they're doing it now is because they're going into a new, more dangerous phase?
Well, sure. The mask is slipping and they're getting ready. That's why the Cyber Terrorism Act talks about a state of emergency. So say you have an economic collapse where say it's done intentionally. Now you can shut down the internet, shut down all communications, and once again, you'll get only what's on. You'll probably have like a America radio or something where that's all you're going
to
hear.
No, actually, the White House said that. We may shut down the web to save it, and they said, during the flu, we may make all sites direct to the UN. Who? I mean, they're saying it.
Right, right.
And then Cass Sunstein tells the truth at the White House and says, no, these people are exposing us. We've got to shut them down and arrest them. Did you read those papers he wrote?
No, I did not. No.
I mean, people ought to read it. I mean, these people are out. They're obviously the tyrants.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do we do? I think we need to organize locally. I think we need to make sure we have strong communities, get to know your neighbors, get to know all your police in your area and all the veterans, and start developing those networks down at the very bottom of our society and get ready for whatever comes.
Clearly, you've been invited to them, but the Tea Party's been co-opted by the RNC.
Well, there's a struggle inside the Tea Party right now. There's two sides to it. The grassroots Tea Parties, they are still there. Gillespie County Patriots is an example of that. We just had Sheriff Mack and I speak last night. But there is this new entity. What's it called? The Tea Party Nation?
Yeah.
And so that's obviously...
Which is Fox Nation, yeah.
Right. It's an attempt to co-opt the Tea Party movement.
And they're like, more wars, police state, Patriot Act, good.
Yeah,
you notice Bush and Obama continue the same policies.
Right, and Sarah Palin's speech, I watched it last night, and it was all standard neocon, old GOP insider hack language.
I'm going to be covering it this week. We're in deep trouble.
And we are, definitely.
Well, let's talk about the solution. The police and military are not bad people. They're brainwashed, just like the general public. If we can reach out to them, through the Oath Keepers and other groups, we can short-circuit this entire behemoth. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. We'll give you the website, how you get informed, how you read the pledge, the 10 orders they will not follow. There's a lot of troops in Iraq and Afghanistan wearing the patches. It's got the system scared. We'll be right back in defense of the Republic. Here we go. Let's go over it. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers a year ago, exploding all over the country and the world, is our guest. Tell us briefly about Oath Keepers. Go over the 10 orders you will not follow. This will hamstring the Achilles heel of the New World Order. And then let's get into your Home Safe program. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. Foreign offshore banks have seized the United States. We're being censored. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They don't want you to see Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception. I mean, I sell the DVDs of my films, but it's free and high quality on YouTube. Take advantage of these $200,000 films. It took me $200,000 to make this. It's free to you. I'm for real. We have a mission of defending the Republic. I want to add, Jason Burmes is coming up for 3 hours after us. Stuart Rhodes is going to be with him for the whole first hour, so the Infowars.com streams, your local AM and FM, while you can still get it. Stuart, I want to get into Oath Keepers, but people better use the internet while they've got it.
Absolutely. Use it or lose it.
That's right.
Use it or lose it. Okay, get into Oath Keepers.
Well, the whole point of Oath Keepers is the founders were smart enough to make the oath to the Constitution, not to any man or office. And so we are reminding all the police and military that they took a constitutionally required oath to support and defend that document against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's a very powerful weapon on our side. So our focus is there. Remind them of the oath and teach them more about the Constitution. They've been intentionally dumbed down and kept ignorant through public schooling and also lack of education on the Constitution in the military. They're not taught about the Bill of Rights in the military. So we're going to make sure they know what they're doing.
The good news is, though, when I say that the military is on fire with Oath Keepers and the three percenters, they are.
They are, absolutely. They understand that something's wrong. Many of them are very traditional Americans and very sincere patriots. And so we know they have the courage, but courage without knowledge will not be sufficient.
In fact, it'll be used by evil.
That's right. Courage, that's right, it can be twisted into thinking that you're being patriotic by defending the people against these evil extremist haters. And so that's a tactic of our enemies. But our tactic is to remind them of the basic knowledge that we're trying to impart about our Bill of Rights, about the Declaration of Independence, about the core principles of national
Because
rights.
It's a hedge. When you don't have that, you're just like North Korea or Mexico. Mexico has tripled the resources we do. They're in squalor and tyranny because they have a corrupt system.
Well, sure. I mean, the whole point of America is liberty. The Declaration of Independence makes very clear the whole point of the government is to secure your natural rights.
Meanwhile, FEMA's running around demonizing the founding fathers. Stuart, go over the 10 orders you will not follow.
Well, the 10 orders are not the oath. A lot of folks are kind of mistaken about that. The oath is to the Constitution that we all swore in our public service. But this declaration, the whole point of this is to get them thinking about the very clear lines in the sand, the most dangerous stuff. It's not everything that'll be unconstitutional. I get emails from guys saying, what about posse comitatus? You know, you don't mention that. Well, this is only a start. But these are the most dangerous ones. Number one, we will not obey any order to disarm the American people. Because that is what led to fighting in the first American Revolution.
1775.
You betcha. So after all the abuse that they had suffered of all their other natural rights, it was the attempt to disarm them that finally got to the point where they had to fight back. Number two is we will not obey orders to conduct warrantless searches of the American people, their homes, vehicles, papers, or effects, such as warrantless house-to-house searches for weapons or persons. And that happened during Katrina.
The first thing they went for was the guns in the high and dry areas.
That's right. So people say, well, you're paranoid. This will never happen in America.
They're having knock and talk everywhere. They're shutting down gun shows without laws.
That's here in Austin, that's right.
Yeah.
That was a terrible example of arbitrary, capricious fiat law. No law at all. Just ruled by authority saying, I'm going to do this, right? No law passed by Congress. The ATF just came in and said, you cannot have private sales inside of the gun show.
Yep.
So number three is we will not obey any orders to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or subject them to trial by military tribunal. And this claim power is, to me, the most dangerous, is the claim that the president, as commander-in-chief, can apply the laws of war to you and I, American citizens.
And notice they're now saying, oh, we'll kill U.S. citizens.
Right. They'll target U.S. citizens. And what is the difference between targeting a U.S. citizen in the Sudan and one here? Where is the constitutional separation between those two things? It's not there. If they can do it over there, they'll do it here too. Padilla was arrested in Chicago O'Hare International Airport. It doesn't make a difference where you are.
And we don't give up our Bill of Rights because of some fake boogeyman. It's come out the underwear bomber was protected by the government. That's mainstream news. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the basic point is whether or not an American citizen is actually making war against his own country, the remedy is an Article
3 trial. They get due process because they throw out the entire due process if we don't.
Absolutely. If you're so afraid of Islamic terrorists that you're willing to tear apart the Bill of Rights and throw it away, you'll wind up in Nazi Germany.
Which we are now doing. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. Number four is we will not obey orders to impose martial law or a state of emergency on any state or to enter with force into a state without the express consent and invitation of the state's legislature.
And you have to do that because the John Warren Defense Authorization Act says even if the governors say no, we're going to do it. And now he's created a puppet 10-member governorship to claim he has power over the states. And right. They admit they are taking over the states. And the secret Homeland Security documents admit it's actually for a takeover of America. I mean, we have the documents. This is for the American people, not for guys in turbans.
That's the whole point of that Council of Governors is to circumvent the requirement of the authorization of the state legislature. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says that only upon the application of the state legislature, or if they can't be convened, the executive, can the feds come in even to stop an insurrection against the state. Like, say there's an insurrection against the government of Texas. and they want to, and the feds want to come in and stop that. They can't do anything without the invitation of your legislature or your governor.
Because the states created the federal government. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. So number five is, we will not obey orders to invade and subjugate any state that asserts its sovereignty and declares the national government to be in violation of the compact by which that state entered the union. We are a dual sovereignty system. States have the power and the responsibility to intercede and guard that.
And now a whole bunch of attorney generals and states are moving to block unconstitutional gun laws, government health care, everything, and the feds are moving in. Continue.
Right. But they're asserting their sovereignty. It's a tool, two systems. If the states were to interfere with the sovereign sphere of the national government, they will defend that. It's
the everything is a separation of powers.
That's right. We will not obey orders to blockade American cities, thus turning them into giant detention camps.
And that's in all these executive orders, this biological attack order.
Well, it also was done during Katrina. People were not allowed to leave out of New Orleans and cross the bridge. It's in our film. It's on our website at oathkeepers.org. You can go there and watch that video. We have clips there of Shepard Smith from Fox News standing on the bridge saying they will not let them cross this bridge to get out of there.
Continue.
We will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention camps under any pretext. And that was done already in our history to the Japanese Americans.
And the Italians. And we now have the National Emergency Centers Act that admits they've built the camps.
That's exactly right. They're putting together, I mean, a lot of this stuff is dual use. They'll put together a detention center or an emergency center, supposedly for refugees from other countries, et cetera, but they always have dual use.
But, well, back in 99, with that staged event in Seattle, the WTO, they put them in the Sandpoint Naval FEMA brig.
And also happened in New York City, too, correct?
Yeah,
right.
Pier 57.
We will not obey orders to assist or support the use of any foreign troops on U.S. soil against the American people to keep the peace or to maintain control.
And we know the Army War College is teaching they'll use foreign troops in LEO-9 last year, FEMA, with 14 nations trained to, quote, take on American terrorists.
Well, you also had a weird thing where you had foreign troops training with our National Guard across the country. You had Uzbekistani troops up in Montana, of all places. And once again, it's an example of dual use. They say they're there for only training them to go back home and do.
But then they admit it's for domestic use. Go ahead.
Right. We will not obey orders to, so they're, we would consider such use of foreign troops against our people to be an invasion and act of war. Number nine, we will not obey any order to confiscate the property of the American people, including food and other essential supplies, under any emergency pretext.
And that's in executive orders.
Oh, absolutely.
To take the food.
And it's also been used historically as a weapon of war as well. No easier way to subjugate a people than to cause a famine or to confiscate, like was done to the kulaks, right, by Stalin. So number 10 is, we will not obey any order which infringes on the right of the people to free speech, to peaceably assemble, or to petition their government for redress of grievances.
And we have the free speech zones. We have the provocateurs they hire to go to events. We have the clear program going on of restriction. Let's talk about the new programs that Oath Keepers are launching. I want to tell the listeners again, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, suddenly are being censored all over the world. This is confirmed. Big reports coming up live tomorrow. Final segment with Stuart Rhodes straight ahead. While you can still visit them, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Fall the Republic, the film online. Get it today. Foreign banks engineered the banking collapse. They're meeting secretly in Australia, according to the News of Australia. They are coming in with this criminal takeover. They are not going to be able to get away with their crimes if the people stand up against them. That's why they're coming in to censor the web now. They can stage fake attacks on the internet as a pretext to shut it down. They're saying that's basically what they're going to do. The underwear bomber, it's even in the Detroit newspapers, was let on the plane protected by the U.S. government. In every case, you are the target. You need to realize that. And the good news is they wouldn't be trying to shut us down, Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, if we weren't effective.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they understand that they have a window of opportunity that's shrinking, and we have a window that's expanding. The longer the internet is free and the longer we have free speech and communication amongst ourselves, the more the veil is lifted, and they know that.
Stuart, you've other points in the last 10 minutes we've got, other programs that Oath Keepers is launching.
Well, we want to support the police, military, and firefighters directly when they keep their oath. And so we've started a new program called Family Safe. We're launching today. If folks go to our website, oathkeepers.org, there's a banner across the very top that links to Family Safe. What that's going to be is Oathkeeper members will volunteer to host the families of any current serving police officer, military, or fire personnel during a time of emergency. So they don't have to worry about their family being safe. They, like a retired cop, will host the family of a current serving
police. And they don't want the community getting involved with the police.
Well, sure. I mean, what better way to show we have their back and who their friends are than to support them directly by making sure their family is safe?
And look at DU. Look at Agent Orange. The government doesn't care about the troops and police.
Absolutely not. Ask any guy who's ever been injured in the military. He'll tell you usually they try to duck and cover and kick you out with no benefits. It's happening all the time right now. So you bet.
Stuart, where do you see America going? I mean, we're defeating them on the swine flu hoax, on the government takeover of health care that's really a new tax.
Climate change hoax.
Climate change hoax.
Right.
They're in trouble on every front. They, in their own white papers, I have Cass Sunstein, White House science czar, White House technology czar, White House information czars, all calling for an end to free speech and talk radio. We have the new head of the FCC saying they may restrict free speech. I mean, they're really sending up trial balloons. We've got to get the word out now that we're not going to put up with this.
Right. And the big danger is a potential crisis like an economic collapse, for example, that could be the catalyst to cause people to accept draconian government extreme measures. You know, so-called martial law, which is nowhere in the Constitution whatsoever. But that's the biggest danger, is that in the short term, there could be a crisis, whether it's real or manufactured or amplified, that could cause people to say, oh, we must turn to the government for help, like an economic collapse, for example.
And by the way, there were three articles last week by top neocons and a Democrat saying we need a new war or we need a staged event. The people are waking up to us. They even write news articles admitting it. Governor Ridge admitted last year that they would issue fake terror alerts for political aim. Folks, you are the target of the police state. We have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. Stuart, in closing, what is the New World Order? What have they openly announced? Why did you wake up? Why are you resisting them?
Well, I think the bedrock of it is a belief that you have no natural rights, and that the elite are going to be like a new oligarchy that will rule over you as though they were your slave master. And, you know, most of these people are internationalist elites. They don't believe in sovereignty of any nation. They want to destroy U.S. sovereignty. So that's the rock we have to defend, is our common bond is our Declaration of Independence, the idea of the consent of the governed, and our natural rights. And
so that's the hedge of protection. Without that, we're not America anymore.
Absolutely right. Without that, exactly right. We no longer exist as Americans.
Well, everybody knows something is wrong, and the elite has gambled with this takeover. I mean, they openly announced this is world government. We're going to pay our taxes to private banks. This is private banks making themselves kings. It's illegitimate. It's fraudulent. Will we say no? Everybody, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are now censored across the board, all over the globe. It's being announced. Other sites, it's your site tomorrow. This is so you don't have a capacity to really reach people. It's all the big sites now. It's the smaller and medium-sized sites tomorrow. This is a huge issue, and you won't be able to visit oathkeepers.org soon if you don't get the word out. We have to let them know that we're not going to put up with censorship.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said earlier, use it or lose it now. This is it.
Well, we have to show them that when they do these probes, and they're probing right now to see if we'll accept this, that we get the word out even more. And we boycott the ISPs that are censoring, and we sue them, and we expose them, and we get the word out. Or they're going to expand it.
And you should also make sure the politicians know that if they vote for it, you're going to kick them out of office. I mean, you got to tack a few hides on the door.
That's right. They passed the greenhouse gas tax in the House, not in the Senate. They passed a lot of stuff in the House. They passed the cybersecurity bill. The Senate versions, we've got the head of the committee, Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, saying we'd be better off without the Internet. People better grow up and realize tyranny happens everywhere, and it's happening here.
Right, and grow a pair and do something about it.
Stuart, when you talk to military and police, I mean, I get their calls, I get the documents they send me, I see the polls. They're really waking up, though, right now.
They are, and we have some that are joining Oath Keepers. We always tell them, look, we don't expect you to join. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But quite a few of them are like, hey, you know what? If I get in trouble for joining this organization, that's an indicator of where we are. So I don't mind being the canary in the coal mine. But that's an individual choice for each one of them.
Well, that's like when I had the idea to have states and cities, and over 800 cities, four states, passed laws against the Patriot Act saying we'll follow the Bill of Rights Constitution. And, I mean, if that's dirty and bad, then what's happened to our country?
Oh, exactly right. If you get in trouble for keeping your oath and simply reaffirming that you will follow the supreme law of the land, then that rips the mask all the way off. That has not happened yet. But if it does, well, you know what? Throw me in that briar patch, or don't throw me in that briar patch. You know.
Well, Stuart, why do you think off. For the last 20 years they denied world government? They denied it was a banking cartel, and then the last 6 months they came out and said, okay, it's world government run by banks, and we're going to. I mean, why do you think they were losing traction, lying about it, so now they put a good face on it?
Well, I think they might actually think that most Americans will accept it now. I mean, if your dollar crashes, you might accept an Amero. If things are bad enough for you, you might go with it. And they've also been indoctrinating our children, you know, not mine are homeschooled, but indoctrinating most people through public schools with model UN programs, et cetera, to think the UN's wonderful, you know?
Well, Stuart, we're going to go to break. My show's going to end, and some stations don't carry it. Quite a few do. Jason Burmes does 3 hours every Sunday. You're going to be with him for the first hour. We appreciate you staying for that, and we're going to be you can flesh out more of your concerns about what's happening in the world with Jason. And I also want to tell listeners, Jason is going to continue with phone calls at 888-201-2244 for Ken, Kalo, Randy, Drew, and others specifically who have witnessed InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com being censored by your ISPs or by governments. And calls from China, calls from New Zealand, calls from Italy, they've all announced this. And tomorrow we're going to have all the facts, all the screenshots, all the extra proof. It's all right here in the news. We're going to expand on it. The key story right now is up at PrisonPlanet.com. Internet censorship, major truth-providing websites blocked by Asia Netcom and many other major ISPs to New Zealand users. Same thing Italy, same thing Australia, England, Canada, and many areas of the U.S. So the fact that they're shutting us down in a coordinated operation worldwide right now really concerns me about staged terror attacks and other events, because the globalists are stalling on every front. The only card they've got left to play, their ace in the hole, is staged crises. Do you agree, Stuart?
Well, I think so. I mean, throughout history, people have always, during crisis, been willing to give up their liberty. And so why would not a government or elites who want to pull the plug on the republic use crisis?
Well, we need to send the message right now. Everyone, even if you don't even agree with everything we talk about on this show, get the articles at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, local talk stations. Email this article about InfoWars censored in New Zealand. A more detailed how it's happening worldwide will be out tomorrow morning at PrisonPlanet.com by 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Folks, we've got to do this together now. We've got to stand up against censorship. And the media will spin it and say, well, if a website wants to restrict comments or something, that's okay. This isn't a website you own or a newspaper somebody owns restricting what they say. That's fine. You know, I'm all for free speech because I own a printing press, is the saying. This is governments, the UN, the U.S. government, Cass Sunstein, and major governments openly saying it. Bill Gates coming out last week and saying we need net censorship. Google saying they're working with the NSA. I mean, this is really happening. The time for denial is over. And while we've still got YouTube, before they ban all our stuff, and they banned us before, Fall the Republic, free. Over 5.5 million views just on one channel alone. There's hundreds that have it. I mean, this film's been seen over 40 million times that we know of, free. Sell a few thousand DVDs, funds the operation. But I'm not even here saying buy the DVDs at InfoWars.com and support us. If you want to, that's great. Endgame, free online everywhere. Just Google Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Use it while you can. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really happening. This is life and death for free speech. They are robbing you. They are raping you. They are destroying your society. They control both parties in every major nation. Great job, crew. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. Jason Burmes coming up with another 3 hours.